Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is expecting a prophet that will never perish. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah. He is the one who has made the Quran a guidance for those who have taqwa, and he's made prayer a light for worshippers and charity a proof for those who spend in his way. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ibudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you in order that you may become righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun. O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatir, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورٌ. Allah says, indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and establish prayer and spend in His cause out of what we have provided them secretly and publicly, they can expect a prophet that will never perish. لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. That He may give them in full their rewards and increase for them of His bounty. Indeed, He is the forgiving and the most appreciative. In this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the glad tidings to His believing slaves, those who recite the Quran and who preserve their prayer, and those who spend from what they have been given. He promises these believers a prophet that will never perish, hastening for them a reward in this life based on their deeds, and a magnification of that reward in the hereafter, raising their spiritual ranks therein. So, brothers and sisters, we have to reflect on these aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Concerning the recitation of the words of the Lord of all the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that it is a healing and a mercy, and its reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, it's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ قَرَعَ حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةً وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whomsoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he receives the reward from it, and the reward of 10 the likes of it. In similar manner, the person who recites the Quran increases in goodness and is raised in his spiritual rank. As for the act of salah, prayer, then we know this is the most beloved of acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one that has been made obligatory by Allah upon his slaves. This is a form of sila or connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a form of raha, blissful ease for those who worship and perform it. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the prayers 5 in their number in terms of outward performance, in reality we know that they are 50 in their reward. Through the performance of such prayers, people can hope for their wrongdoings, their sins to be removed from them, and for spiritual ranks to be raised. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً إِلَّا رَفَعْكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجًا. You will not prostrate to Allah a single sajda except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you thereby a rank. As for the act of charity or sadaqah, then we know that its giving and expenditure in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really a way of expressing gratitude for what He has given us. For in reality, all wealth is the wealth of Allah, which He has given to us freely and undeserved. And he's made this wealth the means by which we can bring happiness to his slaves. And so whensoever we spend in his cause, then he will replace whatsoever we have spent for his sake and multiply the reward therein. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. The example of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is like that of a grain that sprouts into 7 ears, each bearing 100 grains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward even more to whomsoever He wills. So brothers and sisters, these are the deeds that those who perform them can expect a profit with regards to their attainment of that which never perishes. For their ultimate reward is in the hereafter, which never perishes. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to those who engage in this as engaging in tijaratan lan tabur, a profit that will never perish. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from such believers. This is a sign of true belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has borne witness to the iman, the faith of those who join in this recitation of the Quran, this performing of salah, and this giving of charity. And He tells us that these are the people of ahsan, spiritual excellence, and He promises them the best of rewards and an all-encompassing forgiveness, as well as an ultimate admittance into the expansion of His abode of paradise. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. The true believers are those whose hearts tremble at the remembrance of Allah, whose faith increases when His revelations are recited to them, and who put their trust in their Lord. They are those who establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them. It is they who are the true believers, and they will have elevated ranks, attain unto a forgiveness and an honorable provision from their Lord. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us of those who are true believers, those whose dealings with Allah result in a great profit, one that is never exhausted. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make us from those whose sins are forgiven and who are admitted into His paradise. And this is the ultimate gain, the gain that never ends. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. That is not difficult for Allah, so we ask Him to give it to us. So, oh Allah, make us of those who recite the Quran. Make us of those who preserve their prayer. Make us of those who spend for Your sake. And make us of those who are entered amongst Your true believers into the paradise whose bliss never ends. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.